Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name's Kevin Cates, and I'm calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, Michigan. I love Kalamazoo, a fine city there in western Michigan. Yeah. Are you at one of the many universities based there?
Well, actually, I'm a medical student at a brand new medical school, the Western Michigan University Stryker School of Medicine.
That's good. And what kind of medicine are you most interested in?
I'm not sure. I kind of want to do primary care with, like, underserved patients, but that can mean a lot of things. That's not usually something that gets applause.
Yeah. it's true. No, these are nice people. Usually, I understood the more popular concentration in medicine was diseases of the wealthy.
Yeah.
But that's good, too. Kevin, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Kevin's topic?
I'm so sorry.
Apologies. They're like a magic spell that lets you get away with all the horrible things you just did. This week we read about someone in the public eye being forced to say, I'm sorry. Our panelists are going to tell you about it, but you have to pick the one story that's real. Do that. You'll win Carl Castle's voice lying to your callers on your voicemail. You ready to play?
Yep.
Okay, here first is Luke Burbank.
Air travel can be trying as it is. So the last thing you need is someone, in this case the pilot, giving you the hard sell over the intercom for one of those multi-level marketing scams. But that's precisely what happened on a recent Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Houston, forcing CEO Richard Anderson to issue the following apology. We at Delta deeply regret our pilot's decision to use the intercom to let our valued passengers know that they could make thousands of dollars from home simply by hosting fun candle parties. Anderson wrote on the company website, I mean, yes, I'll admit it. It sounds great to make money by inviting your friends over to buy something they already need. And yes, we'd all love it if our commute was just walking to the mailbox each month to pick up our check. But flight 2046 out of Salt Lake was neither the time nor the place to have that conversation. And certainly not over the plane's PA system. I've talked to Jeff, the pilot in question, who now realizes how unprofessional his behavior was. Although, in his defense, he only needed to sign up 8 more people before he qualified for 1 year's free use of a Dodge Stratus, or candle car, as it's referred to in the industry. To make it up to passengers on the flight, Delta is offering them free airfare anywhere in the U.S., provided that when they land, they're willing to attend a short, low-pressure informational session about vacation timeshare opportunities that could be perfect for them and their family.
Delta apologizes for one of their pilots bringing multi-level marketing to the friendly skies. Your next story of someone trying to save face is from Roxanne Roberts.
Police in Morecambe, England, were forced to apologize after they issued an APB, that's all puns bulletin, last week when someone pilfered eggs from a chicken sanctuary. Quote, we are asking for assistance with an eggstraordinary crime. We have scrambled the troops to try our best to detect this crime. We can't have people ducking justice. But Tina Wilkinson, who runs the charity sanctuary called Hedwig's House, was not amused. Quote, after the post went up, people were saying that even police thought I was a joke. I was very upset and felt like giving up the charity. Never underestimate the power of a nice old lady if you ruffle her feathers. Police Inspector Banks Lyon personally apologized to Wilkinson, reports UK's The Visitor, and another Facebook post appeared, quote, it has now been brought to our attention that the humor used in this post has not been interpreted by all with the original intent in mind, which was to try and identify the offender, and we would like to apologize for any offense that this has created.
A police department in Britain apologizing for too many egg puns. The last story of an overdue apology comes from Mo Rocca.
Finally, after 20 years, Canadian songstress Alanis Morissette has apologized for her misuse of the word ironic. In the song Ironic, she defined the word as like rain on your wedding day, a free ride when you've already paid. Isn't it ironic, she asked. No, said Oxford English Dictionary editor Oliver Pusey. Irony is a disparity between what is expected and what actually happens. If you lived in Seattle and held your wedding in Death Valley specifically to avoid rain, but then on your wedding day it was sunny back home in Seattle and rained in Death Valley, well then that would be ironic. As for paying for a ride that was in fact supposed to be free, that's not a matter of irony, that's a matter for the Better Business Bureau. And a black fly in your Chardonnay is nothing to sing about in the era of the Zika virus. I realize now, conceded Morissette in a statement, that my lyrics describe events that aren't ironic, but merely crappy. QC is now meeting with Faith Hill. We want to know how any kiss results in centrifugal motion, meaning fleeing from center, or did she mean to say that kissing results in a sensation of centripetal, center-seeking motion? For the sake of her own perpetual bliss, we hope the latter. For the record, Mr. QC has not kissed anyone in 30 years.
So this week we read about somebody doing something wrong which needed an apology. Was it from Luke Burbank, Delta Airlines, one of whose pilots tried to enlist the passengers in multi-level marketing, from Roxanne Roberts, a British police department which made too many twee puns about an egg caper, or from Mo Rocca, Alanis Morissette, finally apologizing for completely misunderstanding the meaning of the word ironic?
I hope that it's Alanis Morissette, but my love for puns makes me want to choose the pun.
You feel that excessive puns is something that people should apologize for.
I really got one.
Well, the audience seems to agree with you, so you're going to go with that one?
Sure.
All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone involved in this actual apology.
Somebody went and stole some eggs, and we decided to publicize the matter on our Facebook page. He did use a lot of puns around the eggs.
That was Inspector Kirsty Banks Lyon of the Morecambe Area Police in Britain talking about their pun-based apology. Congratulations, Kevin. You got it right. You have won a point for Roxanne simply for being truthful. And,
wow,
of course, won our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Congratulations.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you, and good luck in the medical career.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.